Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And how are you doing as we enter into the season of Aquarius? The Aquarian season begins on January 20th. However, we have a new moon in Aquarius on January 29th. The energy is moving very quickly now and will continue to do so. This will continue and you will have to get used to it. Linear time is dissolving or going into multidimensional. As the energy speeds up, the body slows down. Take deep breaths, keep your feet on the ground or grass, be out in nature, or you can scry with a candle or a water bowl. You can also take showers. This faster energy can shake up our nervous system. Mars gains strength in its retrograde position and is closest to the Earth, and it will remain there until April 7, 2025. It's hot and it's active throughout that time. Now, Mars is the god of war, and it's very hot with energy. Tonight, January 19th, we know that tomorrow is Inauguration Day in the United States, as well as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's interesting that Mars co-joins Mercury on the U.S. chart, which rules the 7th house and the 9th house on Inauguration Day. This is suggesting angry words. Also, foreign affairs and legality. The Sun is conjunct Pluto, and they are both in Aquarius. It has been decided to hold the ceremony inside, and I informed you they would do that last week. This is the first new moon with the Sun conjunct Pluto since Pluto has been fully in Aquarius, which happened on November 19th, 2024. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius was 1798, and between 1777 and 1798, our country saw many important changes in American society. The American Revolution, the French Revolution, and the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. That's when Whitney made the cotton gin. The astrology aspects we're having now makes it a very exciting time. The Sun and Pluto conjunct at the top of the U.S. chart in the 10th house. It's much more than a powerful day at the beginning of a new administration. It signals radical action, radical change, and a very high-tech administration. All this information is astrological, not political. We're heading for a unity consciousness, and we're not going to do that unless we let go of the need of tit for tat. This new moon occurs at 7 p.m. on January 20th at 9 degrees Aquarius. Find out where that degree falls in your chart. Always set a new intention at the new moon to manifest over the next month. Is it your career, your money, your health, your relationships? What is it for you? This will help you focus and strengthen the intention. This new moon has a very different energy than the full moon in Cancer that we had on January 13th. The full moon in Cancer was incredibly emotional, intense, and heavy. And rightly so, considering the tragedies we were witnessing at the time. This new moon has a very different, faster, fresher, and more transparent energy. It's the ignition point of this major 19-year period of Pluto in Aquarius. We will be seeing a lot more Aquarian energy throughout the world. This energy has to do with truth, awakening, people coming together, communities, honesty, galactic beings, changes in aviation, and hybrid air vehicles in aviation, partly using helium to get the anti-gravitational lift off the ground. To lift off quickly, travel at faster speeds, lower the levels of carbon dioxide. This is exactly what we expect with the Aquarian energies, which is ruled by Uranus, the sky god. Uranus is connected to innovation, scientific technology, aviation in particular. There will be an awful lot discovered out in space, as I have said many times over this past year. We are in a new era, and the nodes have changed as well as world leaders. There's a transparency, a freshness, whenever we have aspects between Mercury and Pluto, particularly when they're in Aquarius, the sign of truth. We see truth coming out of the darkness into the light, secrets being revealed, which will be ongoing throughout 2025, the year of truth, the year of awakening, which is very Aquarian, and it begins at the time of Aquarius, which is in January of 2025. This is a very revolutionary energy as well. We are going to see a huge amount of protests and revolutions as we move through 2025. Much of this will be from the establishment of the New World Order. These demonstrations will accelerate the collapse of the old order. There's a lovely energy with this new moon. An aspect of Chiron, the healer, offers a place of decompression, a place to drop into the state of being by taking deep breaths. This energy is the energy of transition from life to death, from the unaware to ascension, from the soul death into awareness, to a higher consciousness. You can feel the warmth of the Buddha's consciousness that will be censorship-free. Aquarius is linked to freedom, independence, non-conforming. Jupiter is very much linked to the future and what we are sowing seeds for our future as well. Jupiter rules truth, justice, and honesty. There is a very forceful regenerative system here as well. The economy, infrastructure, the earth itself, and our entire ecosystem. We have been pretty much devastated in this decade, but we can rebuild our culture with kindness and love, our economy, and start to thrive again. Yes, it will take time, but continue to move ahead and you will begin to see positive changes take hold around October, November of 2025. You must have patience and fortitude. A high octave of Uranus will enable us to form and set a new worldview, a new vision of reality. As we move forward, we will be able to uncover a new higher consciousness, which has always been hidden away for many lifetimes. We are, as a collective, birthing a new consciousness for a new earth, which is connected to ancient wisdom, remembrance of the shamanic procedures, rituals, and a reconnection to the earth, Gaia, a living consciousness. This Aquarian new moon is just resonating with the birth of a new consciousness. The energy is really beautiful. We also have a powerful Leo energy here opposing this new moon that brings in a seriousness. This energy rules cosmic order and punishes those who violate divine law and sacred law. This energy brings in integrity along with the moral compass. The energy will right all the wrongs and take us back to the right balance through fair harmony and cooperation, especially with the earth and nature, which we've lost. We will be emerging from the chaos. And yes, a price has to be paid for the chaos. We cannot try to manifest from chaos, but have to come together as a community with Aquarian energy while creating joy. With the energy, the higher frequency of song and dance, that's what we need to manifest from. You know how you feel when you're singing or you're dancing? It's a higher energy, a more relaxed energy, an energy that flows. Saturn is now in Pisces, and Saturn sets limits while removing illusion in Pisces. We are at the end now. No more gaslighting. The buck stops here. We're just not going to do this anymore. There's an incredibly strong feeling of endings and new beginnings, especially when it's reinforced by the North Node being at the very last degree of Pisces. We're going to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with a lot more information for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of January 20th through January 26th, 2025. The sun enters Aquarius and reaches Pluto on the 21st. Now the focus is on relationship issues. You can consider the upheavals of the last few days and their effects soberly and honestly. Seek a way of new togetherness where relationships have hardened. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States. It's also Inauguration Day for the President of the United States. This happens on January 20th. Every 4 years. The energies are not particularly conducive to problem solving or concentration. The day ends with a rather exhaustive vibration. You may want to turn in early or plan not to attend any evening events. That would be hard to do in Washington, D.C. The rest of the week, however, is energetic with personal empowerment. Don't be afraid to take the reins into your own hands to lead you on the pathway that you want to walk. It's not a time for meticulous planning or worrying over minute details. Just follow your heart and instincts and follow up on any possibilities that come your way. Thursday is an especially opportune time to move ahead with your goals. Mercury opposes Mars and trines Uranus. Excellent opportunities could spring out of nowhere. Even though Mars is still retrograde, this is the perfect time to move ahead towards the future and your dreams. Send out your resume. Post something creative and exciting on social media. Make pitches or ask for a promotion or that raise. You may not get an immediate response, but the seeds are planted and could begin to grow when Mars turns direct on February 23rd. Saturday, you may not want to be with your beloved during the daytime hours, but the evening is a different story. romance is in the air and is a perfect time to enjoy love and companionship. Sunday continues the love vibes, bringing you a lazy, dreamy, happy day. For those of you browsing the dating sites, you could connect with the one. So start searching. The trine of Venus and Mars on Sunday significantly supports all creative and artistic activities. Enjoy yourself and have a great time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, this stargazing report is always posted to my website the day after the show. Again, that's new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn with There's a New World Coming. There certainly is, although I know it will take its time. The North Node in Pisces is in conjunction with Venus and Neptune, and this suggests that we will move forward with unconditional love. The energy is obsessive in this uncovering of consciousness, which has always been there, but feels like we're being rebirthed with a new consciousness. This ancient wisdom is being rediscovered. My grandmother was a shaman, and she just quietly did her work here in New Hampshire in the early 20th century. But she was loved and respected throughout the New England states. She was a very strong healer. This obsessive connection that we have is very connected to the unconditional love. These are beautiful messages that are now coming through the universe. Also, Uranus is slowing down because it is in retrograde, but will move direct on January 30th, the day of the new moon in Aquarius. It will station and stay at 23 degrees all of January, February, and up to March 13th, the day before the full moon in Virgo eclipse. If you are a fixed sign, Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, between 21 and 26 degrees, you will feel this energy. It's restless agitation. I want it now. Freedom. Something new. Let go of old, stale patterns. I need more variety. This all has to do with your awakening and going beyond what you have already subconsciously gone beyond. It's just making it manifest into reality. The urge for freedom, truth, independence, and awakening is super strong at this time. This will be the last time that Uranus will be at 23 degrees Taurus for another 84 years. This awakening energy began when Jupiter co-joined Uranus on April 20th, 2024. Uranus goes direct on Thursday, January 30th, but we will feel the energy for several days on either side. What can we expect? We can expect new seismic activity, earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic explosion, along with strong winds and storms. We also can expect cyber attacks, power outages, political big shocks and surprises, as well as in your own life, along with galactic connections, especially telepathically. All of this is related to Uranus, anything electrical. The energy will move faster, more rapid technical developments, all kinds of invention and innovation. Don't forget to set a new intention for yourself with the new moon. It's a very different energy. Except for Mars moving into Leo, it's still in Cancer right now. We don't have any fire energy, thank heavens. We are moving into water energy, Pisces and Cancer. And in February, March, we have a lot of water energy coming in. I'll tell you more about that in other broadcasts. I want to let all of you know about the telepathy tapes that have come out and are available for you. You can get this free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They're very easy to find. This is documentary research into severely autistic, largely nonverbal young people who are thought to be handicapped, disabled, less than the rest of us, often put into special homes or drugged in awful places and really sidelined by society. Well, this research is uncovering that these children and young adults are operating on a genius level. They are super processors. They are calling them wise people now. I always knew when I first heard about autistic children that they were of a higher vibration, and that we would be surprised with how they really operate. I really bless all of them. There is so much in 8 episodes of these telepathy tapes. I don't want to spoil it for you. The episodes are 45 to 50 minutes long, and you can listen to them anywhere. They're thrilling on many, many levels. Especially episode 6, but listen to all of them. TelepathyTapes.com will lead you to them as well. Telepathy has taken a giant step into shattering times. This will shatter our understanding of consciousness on so many levels. Nobody will be sidelined. Everyone will have a voice. These severely autistic, nonverbal people worldwide are turning out to be our teachers. We are the ones who are limited. They have a much larger sense of dimensions than we do, and apparently access to many of the dimensions of reality than we do. This is an Aquarian energy because that energy can appear to be emotionally detached. But these young people have massive hearts and a massive amount of love. Let me give you a little description. They are genius. They operate out of the box. They're peripheral. They don't fit in. They seem strange, but they're really mavericks. These incredible young people definitely have a higher mind, and they have a whole telepathic network globally. They have so much to teach us. This is an Aquarian beginning of an aspect of having our paradigm shattered in terms of what we are going to learn, partly through these amazing people. We're going to learn about consciousness, our divinity, and our cosmos. Be aware that we are just at the beginning of our 19-year journey. It is so exciting in what will be revealed and what lies ahead for all of us. Make sure you go to telepathictapes.com. Now we're going to take a break and do our half-hour intermission and a song. I'm going to come back with your Chinese New Year information. See you on the other side.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn with There's a New World Coming. There certainly is. Now I'm going to tell you about the Chinese New Year, which is celebrated in China, South Korea, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore, and other countries with a significant Asian population. The Chinese New Year, or the Lunar New Year, as it's sometimes called, starts on Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, and ends on Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. The Chinese New Year isn't just about celebration. It's your cosmic reset button for the year ahead. Astrology isn't about predictions. It's a tool for transformation. Understanding your chart can be a game changer, whether it's Vedic, Western, or Chinese. It's your fingerprint in life. It's like your passport. Your chart is very cosmic. It's your cosmic passport. The Chinese New Year starts with the first new moon of the lunar calendar and ends with the first full moon about 15 days later. The Chinese New Year is based on the moon cycle, so the dates of the New Year celebration changes every year. The Chinese New Year is also associated with animals of the Chinese zodiac, and 2025 is the year of the wood snake. This year is all about transformation, growth, and bold opportunities. The wood snake brings strategic moves, energy shifts, and personal breakthroughs. It's not the year to play it safe. It's time to align with your potential and take charge and step into your destiny. The unyielding seekers are the goat, the ox, and the tiger. Resilience is key for them. Focus on persistence, creativity, and collaboration. The opportunity crusaders, the dragon, the rooster, and the pig, embrace transformation, take action, and leverage connections for success. The trailblazing mavericks are the rabbit, the snake, and the dog. Push boundaries with confidence, consistency, and bold choices. The fortune navigators are the monkey, the rat, and the horse. Build momentum, embrace opportunities, and foster collaboration for lasting success. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of prediction for each animal in the Chinese zodiac. In 2025, the rat will be a year of gradual advancement for the rat. Although it will take time to grow in your career, you can make significant progress by concentrating on strategic planning. Patience is essential. Prudent money management will pay off in the long run. Since some relationships can feel shaky at times, communication will be crucial to building stronger ties. For 2025, the ox In 2025, oxen can anticipate a successful year in which their commitment and allegiance will be rewarded with accolades or promotions. This is a period when efforts will be rewarded. Since the snake is a steady character, complements the ox methodical approach. Safe investments will help you save more money and safeguard your assets. Tiger. In 2025, it might be a difficult year for the tiger, particularly in terms of job advancement. The snake's more measured energy clashes with the tiger's impetuous impulses, which could result in setbacks if impatience takes over. Instead of moving too quickly, now is an excellent moment to be slow and be cautious. A cautious approach will be most advantageous financially because taking risks could result in unintended losses. Relationships may experience some upheavals as well this year. The Rabbit. The year of the snake offers rabbits a chance to advance in their career, especially if they are prepared to continue being adaptable and cooperative. Financial prudence is encouraged, though. Prioritize security over hazardous endeavors because safe investments eventually generate higher returns. Rabbits will probably see improvements and cultivate deep bonds with the people that they love. The Dragon. Dragons have a bright future in the year of the snake, but it will need perseverance and proper preparation. Dragons should grow financially, but prudence is encouraged. Steer clear of rash financial decisions, seeking expert advice before making any significant investments will guarantee stability. Dragons will look for the chance to strengthen emotional bonds with their interpersonal relationships. The Snake. As this is the year of the snake, those born under this sign are in for a period of empowerment and transformation. Career-wise, 2025 could bring breakthroughs, especially for snakes who are diligent and strategic in their approach. Long-term financial prospects appear strong, but it's wise to avoid high-risk investments in favor of steady, stable gains. Horse. For a horse, the year of the snake could feel like a time for introspection and reevaluation, especially with relation to professional objectives. Although progress may seem gradual, proper planning and skill development are possible throughout this period. Horses should prioritize stability and steer clear of needless risk in their finances. Setbacks could result from careless spending or poor speculative investments. The Goat. In 2025, goats can anticipate a prosperous year for professional growth with consistent advancement, probably coming from cooperation and teamwork. For long-term financial planning, this year is perfect. Close ties with loved ones will grow stronger during 2025. Thus, relationships will probably provide consolidation and support. The Monkey. The year of the snake could be difficult for monkeys, especially if they are in the middle of their career. Overcoming challenges will require adaptability and innovative problem-solving techniques. Even if there may be challenges in the future, monkeys can overcome obstacles in their profession by remaining flexible. There may be tense times in relationships, and addressing disagreements will require open communication. The Rooster. If roosters continue to be organized and thorough in their approach, 2025 will present numerous prospects for career progress. Roosters' innate attention to detail will help them achieve professional goals, and leadership roles may rise. roosters will have the opportunity to fortify interpersonal bonds and partnerships this year, particularly if they emphasize loyalty and trust. The dog. Dogs are advised to exercise caution and thoughtfulness when choosing a career during the year of the snake. Careful preparation will pay off in the long run, even though development can be gradual under that rather than quick. To achieve your goals, you'll need to be patient. It's crucial to use prudence and tact when making financial decisions. Stability can be preserved by taking a cautious stance and refraining from making snap decisions. Last but not least is the pig, or the boar. In 2025, pigs can encounter career challenges that call for perseverance and patience. Making quick decisions could result in expensive errors, and career advancement could be slower than intended or anticipated. Pigs should put budgeting and savings first when it comes to money. It's crucial to exercise caution when spending because of possible financial difficulties. Well, that's your Chinese projection for 2025 for everyone. You can find out which animal you are by checking online. All the information is there for you. It depends on what year you were born, what animal you are. That's the end of tonight's program. I really want to thank you for listening. It was fun doing the Chinese New Year for you. And I'll be back next week with lots more information. Next week, we're going to have a new president, so I'm sure that there'll be a new vibration for me to discuss with you. We are going to have our meditation now and hear the song Water, most requested by William Vitalis. I love that song too. What an amazing song. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world. for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.